Hello, everybody, and happy Wednesday evening to all you fine folks out there in Radioland. Adam McDonald back with you on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, live from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, beautiful Jupiter, Florida, site of tonight's Florida State League baseball matchup between the St. Lucie Mets and the Palm Beach Cardinals, who are the single-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Tonight, we have game two of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up promptly around 6:30. Mets looking to get back on track. A week ago, they won the division in the Florida State League East. The title is theirs. The playoff berth has been clinched. But since then, the Mets have only won one out of five games. Last night, they fell in the opener by a score of 2-1. The offense quite lackluster. Dom Hamill had an excellent start. Good bullpen work to finish it out by Jace Beck and Trey McLaughlin. But the offense just too sleepy. Mets missing out on a bases-loaded, no-out chance. In the middle of the game, all they could muster was one run on a ground out. And after Dom Hamill retired 16 in a row at one point, three straight Cardinals got hits for a run in the seventh inning, the winning run, and Palm Beach took the opener 2-1. So the Mets will look to get back on track today and snap a two-game losing skid. Mets are 40-23. Again, they already have the East Division wrapped up. Jupiter is going to finish in second. Palm Beach and Daytona trying to battle to stay out of the basement. Palm Beach currently a half game better than Daytona. Cardinals are 28-34. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers has won the West. Fort Myers has a half-game lead over the Mets for the best record in the Florida State League. Clearwater is going to finish in second. Lakeland trying to finish in third. Bradenton, Tampa, and Dunedin round out the rest of the West. Other games in the Florida State League today. Bradenton has already defeated Dunedin 4-2. That was an 11 a.m. game. The 6:30 starts are this game, Fort Myers at Lakeland and Clearwater at Tampa, and the late game is Jupiter at Daytona at 7:05. We will take a quick break here at the Dean. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup for the Mets and the Cardinals.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Adam McDonald back with you from Roger Dean. We're getting closer to first pitch here in Jupiter. Good to have the fans back in the stands after it was closed to the public last night. It's Silver Sluggers night here in Jupiter. Beautiful weather day, there is a 0% chance of rain. Yesterday, there was a 5% chance of rain, and it did rain, and we were delayed by 16 minutes in the ninth inning. We don't need that going forward. Let's take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. It's a good one for the Mets. Jeffrey Cologne will be making his first start, but his fifth appearance overall for the Mets after coming over from the complex side a few weeks ago. Does not have a win or loss yet, does have a save. 3.38. ERA for Cologne, who's been much better this year than he was last year. couple of weeks ago here against the Jupiter Hammerheads, he retired 13 batters in a row at one point. So maybe being back at Roger Dean Stadium will bring out the best in Jeffrey Colon. The starter for the Palm Beach Cardinals is Tink Hentz. He was the 63rd overall pick by St. Louis in the shortened 2020 draft. He's the number 10 overall Cardinals prospect. After starting the season in the complex side, Hentz has been promoted to Palm Beach as of late May. This will be his sixth start. He has allowed just one run earned in 15 innings with only six hits and 24 strikeouts. 0.60 ERA and a 1.22 opponent's batting average against. Hence, his last start at Clearwater a week ago, pitched the first three innings hitless, and the Palm Beach bullpen was hitless the rest of the way, so he was part of the Cardinals' no-hitter against the Threshers. Mets will be up against it tonight in Tink Hentz. The lineups will begin with the Mets. Leading off and playing center is Alex Ramirez. Stanley Consuegra bats second. He's in left. Junior Tillian will hit third and play second. William Lugo is the cleanup hitter and shortstop. Carlos Dominguez bats fifth. He's in right field. Jack Thomas Wold is at first, hitting sixth. Raul Berciertas is the DH, batting seventh. Fernando Villalobos hits eighth. He's at the catcher. Gregor Guerrero plays third. He's hitting ninth. For the Cardinals, Darlene Marquette is in right field batting leadoff. Matt Chamberlain's in center hitting second. Brady Whalen bats third. He plays first. Aaron McKeith in the DH hits cleanup. Yan Torres is in left field hitting fifth. Jeremy Rivas hits sixth. He's at short. Leonardo Bernal is the catcher hitting seventh. Sander Moore hits eighth. He's at third. Brandon Hernandez bats ninth. He's at second. Cardinals are taking the field, which means Lou Villano is ready for the national anthem. St. Lucie Mets pregame show in the books when we return to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. First pitch in game two, the six-game series between the Mets and the Cardinals.
Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye-bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. Base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe in the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Duo pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Arania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. He drives the ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run!
It's go time for the Mets and the Cardinals on a beautiful Wednesday evening from Jupiter, Florida. Game two of a six-game series. These two teams are going to meet a total of 24 times. This season, so far, the Mets lead the season series 4-3. But Palm Beach has won three straight in the series. Tink Hentz and the rest of the Cardinals wearing the home whites with Palm Beach in red across the front. The two Redbirds sitting on the yellow bat, just like their parent club, the St. Louis Cardinals. Mets going to switch it up, wear their alternate orange jersey tops with the Florida Mr. Met on the left chest, blue numbers on the front and back. Alex Ramirez will lead it off. He'll be followed by Stanley Consuegra and Junior Tillian. Home plate umpire tonight is Nelson Fraley. Base umpire is Garrett Griffin. Nelson Fraley will be relaying, the robo-umpire says, as we have the automated ball strike system calling all the pitches tonight. We will go back to the challenge system tomorrow through the rest of the series. All right, here's Alex Mears in the box. Hence takes a look around the diamond, makes sure all his defenders are set, and they are. Fraley signals for the first pitch, and here it comes. Fastball fouled off by Ramirez for strike one, and we're underway. First pitch right on time at 6:30. It's 84 degrees and partly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Ramirez takes the second pitch of the night inside. One ball, one strike. Hence, high slider misses, 2-1. Alex yesterday started the game with the base hit, ended up getting to third base on a stolen base with two outs, but did not score. Thought the Mets, as this ball is fouled away, thought the Mets would have a long time to get the offense going, even though they stranded Ramirez. Turns out that was one of their better chances of the entire game. So cash in when you can. 2-2 pitch, busted in on the hands and fouled away again. Ramirez stays alive at 2-2. Slider swung on and missed, a good pitch. More of a slurve than a true slider. Scouting report says Hens has both pitches in his arsenal and a changeup far behind. Fastball that will sit in the low 90s. So Ramirez gone, and Stanley Consuegra will hit. It's offense in a little bit of a slump here as this pitch is swung through and missed. It had that five-run outburst in the first inning last Wednesday in their 5-1 win over the Tampa Tarpons to wrap up the division in the first half. Here's Consuegra swinging and missing again. But since that first inning, Mets haven't done a whole lot on offense. They had a nice game on Saturday, winning 7-6, but by and large, the offense has disappeared. There's a pitch high. They're shut out on Sunday for the first time this season at home, and one run on a ground out yesterday. So one run on without a hit the past two games. There's a pitch high. And it's by and large the same offense. And Swager fouls one to the right. And the Mets really have only promoted two position players all season, Justin Guerrera and Shervin Newton. Shervin's been gone for months. So trying to get the offense going as Hens delivers a 2-2 pitch. Fastball fouled back. Another good battle. Well, the Mets have a tough pitcher tonight they're trying to get the offense going against. But Robbie Robinson trying to pull out all the stops today. Pushed to have batting practice here in Jupiter, which is a rarity as this ball's outside. Coaching staff feels like the Mets, they hit closer to game time, that will be better as opposed to hitting back at home then taking the 45-minute bus ride down here. And Swager's blown away by the fastball. He strikes out. So two strikeouts for Tink Hens to start the game. Junior Tillian will come up. Hens just 19 years old. Cardinals 63rd overall pick, or they selected him 63rd overall in that shortened 2020 draft, the COVID season. Competitive balance round draft selection. As Tillian takes the ball outside. Selected him from an Arkansas high school. He's the highest drafted Arkansas high schooler since Travis Wood back in 2005. signed for about $1.15 million. Pitches inside. And hence did not pitch last year for Palm Beach. Spent his season on the complex side and in the FCL. Started this season on the complex side, but now has been unleashed and has pitched extremely well in limited action for the Cardinals. He pumps in a strike here to Tillian. That will make it a 3-1 count. Another strike and it's full. Junior had the best game for the Mets yesterday. He went 2-for-3 with a single, two singles, a walk, and the only run scored. Now he's in a full count. Two outs and nobody on. And he fouls one off to the right to stay alive. Hence, it's topped out at 98 this inning. That's more than the scouting report said. Slider, nasty pitch for a called third strike. Wow. What a start for Tank Hence. Blew away Ramirez and Consuegra, then freezes Tillian with the sharp breaking ball. Tough start for the Mets as all three strike out. Jeffrey Colon on the mound for the Mets when we come back for the bottom of the first.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the...
Let's go back to the field.
Darlene Moquette will lead off the home first for Palm Beach against Jeffrey Colon. Returns to the site of his best game this season, 2 weeks ago against Jupiter. Tired 13 in a row here. And he gets Moquette foul off strike one. Moquette yesterday from the leadoff spot, 0-4-4 with two strikeouts, but does have a threat of power with four home runs in a short amount of time. He takes one outside. Moquette playing in his 26th game. Did not play against the Mets in these two teams' first matched up. Fastball outside from Colon. Two balls and a strike. Colon, 22 years old, from the Dominican Republic. Signed by the Mets in 2018. Here's a tapper out in front of home plate, picked up by Villalobos. The good throw and stretch on the other end from Wold retires Moquette. Not a lot of hesitation allowed with Darlene Moquette speeding down the line. Villalobos out from behind home plate, jumps to that ball, which just did trickle on the grass. A throw good enough, give Wold a chance to hold the bag. So Colon gets the first out, and he should get a second as Matt Chamberlain hits one right to the chest on the ground to Tillian. Junior makes the play by throwing to first. One pitch out. Two up, two down, no score. And the bottom of the first, then Brady Whalen will come up. Whalen, look out now. Hit a two-out double yesterday in the first inning. Scored a run. That was a huge play in the game, it turned out. There's a strike thrown. Tips off the glove of Villalobos to the backstop. Nobody on base. No harm. There's a check swing. Whalen goes around. Called right at home plate by Fraley. Nothing in two. Fastball foul back. Brady Whalen, switch hitter from Vancouver, Washington. 12th round pick by Cardinals in 2016. Takes this pitch inside. One and two. Cologne trying to get through this inning in 10 pitches. And he does with the sinking fastball that Whalen swings and misses at. Well, a good start for each pitcher. They toss one, two, three firsts. Tillian, or rather Cologne, a little more efficiently, but hence more powerfully. We'll go to the second, scoreless.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
William Lugo leads off for the Mets in the second against Tink Hentz. Silver lining for the Mets in the first against Hentz, despite striking out three times as this ball's fouled back. Alex Mears had a six-pitch at-bat. Stanley Consueger, eight pitches. Junior Tillian, seven. So they put up some good battles, but Hentz just overmatched them in the end. Here's a dribbler out to Hentz. He will pick it up, run halfway to first. The underhand toss gets the out. Again, Tink Hentz, his last outing 1 week ago, three no-hit innings on the road at Clearwater that eventually turned into a no-hitter combined by the Cardinals. Nine-inning no-hitter from three different pitchers, including Roy Garcia, the final three innings hitless. He threw four shutout innings against the Mets yesterday to get the win. And Palm Beach pitching staff is rising up the rankings. They've actually jumped ahead of the Mets in team ERA, third in the league. Here's a strike to Carlos Dominguez, and it's 1-1. Carlos yesterday hit one in the first inning that he thought was out of here. Caught deep in the warning track and cannot check his swing on the slider. It's 1-2. Well, that wind is blowing in again from left, so it's going to be tough for hitters to get one out over the left field wall. Hens throws one that swung on and missed that comes inside and hits Dominguez, who's out. Well, he strikes out on a pitch that hit him somewhere on the leg. That's a slow walk, painful walk back to the dugout for Dominguez. Well, if he just stood there and took it, he'd be on first base with a hit by pitch. He was obviously fooled there. Swing at a pitch that hits him. Fourth strikeout for Hence, and now Wold will come up. Two up, two down. And Wold grounds one softly out to second. This is fielded and thrown to first by Hernandez. So, a quicker inning there for Tank Hence. Two perfect innings with four strikeouts. Middle of the second, no score.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Aaron McKeithen, hero for the Cardinals yesterday, leads off and takes a strike in the bottom of the second. McKeithen, an RBI single yesterday to put the Cardinals on the board, and he scored the game-winning run in the seventh. He fouls this pitch off. He is the one who snapped the 16-batter retired streak by Dom Hamill with the one-out double in the seventh. The next two would get hits as well to drive McKeithen in. There's a one-man wrecking crew. Cologne's pitch is softly lined foul, and it's nothing and two. And he swings and misses at this changeup in the dirt. Good pitch, buried it. McKeithen strikes out.
And 37.
Good start for Cologne. Yan Torres will hit. Torres yesterday, 2-for-3. The only Cardinal with he and McKeithen, the only two with multiple hits. They counted for 4-6, and he takes a ball here. We're scoreless. We've not had a base runner yet through 10 total hitters in the game. This game already shaping up like the one from last night. It's a pitch up and in, and it's 2-0. There's a foul to the backstop. That'll make it 2-1. Fastball a little too far inside. That's one, an appeal on a check swing. And Torres held up. Torres hitting 255. He's driven in 9, hit 3 home runs this season for the Cardinals. 3-1 pitch, and that one's hit up the middle. Takes a good kick off the side of the mound, right to Lugo at short. William makes the play to retire Torres. That ball might have been up the middle and through for a base hit had it not taken a nice kick off the left side of the mound. Directed it over towards Lugo's area. Good job by Cologne getting to the 3-1 count. Still getting it out. So he's starting another streak of tiring a lot in a row here in Jupiter. And this should be 6 in a row on a fly to right from Rivas. Dominguez jogs in, snatches out number 3. Both pitchers threw 2 perfect innings. Third inning coming up. Maybe somebody will get on base.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Putting off the top half of the third inning for the Mets, the designated hitter number 24, Raul Barcierta.
Raul Barcierta leads off for the Mets. 6 up, 6 down for each starting pitcher tonight. We're in the third in short order, 22 minutes into the game. Raul takes a slider off the plate for ball one. Well, it's a hard to tell from the naked eye in the press box what if it's a slider or a curve as this ball's hit foul. You can tell the fastball, been averaging 95 from Tink Hentz, but Hawkeye is catching the curveball at 78 miles an hour and the slider 81, and they both seem to have the same plane. I don't see a whole lot of difference. But it's a nasty pitch. Oh, here's one that hits Barcierta, plants him on the back. That hit him high on the arm, maybe somewhere near the elbow. He will take his base, the first batter to reach today. Good for him, unlike Dominguez did not swing at that. Grace DiStefano, assistant trainer, will come out. Yeah, hence he's been letting it rip with the fastball, and now he's missed inside twice. Once he was fortunate to get the strikeout on the strange swing and miss. This time, though, Raul hit him somewhere on the forearm, it looked like, as he tried to tuck it back inside. It does not feel good. He's a big, strong dude, but it hits you in that area where there's a lot of bone, maybe just above the wrist. Grace checking him out. I think he's going to stay in the game. He was trying to walk down to first base. Fastball at 95 miles per hour. So Raul will stay in. Gets the applause from the crowd. Oh, yeah, that hit right off. Yeah, tried to back off just above the wrist, seeing in the replay from the center field camera. Dropped him immediately. Fernando Villalobos is up next, a lefty. His first at-bat of the series, he takes a ball outside. Yesterday, Brady Smith caught. There's a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. No score, nobody out. Runner on first in the top of the third. Pickoff throw. Bears here to back in without a tag from Whalen. Hens from the stretch. Throws one outside. Two balls and a strike. And a low fastball, 3-1. So a little trouble maybe moving to the stretch for the first time. Villalobos can pick out a good one, 3-1. If it's in there, he swings through the sinker. And the count's now full. Good action, arm side run on that pitch. Payoff, Bear Sierta's running. Pitch is a ball. Throw to second won't matter. Bear Sierta would have had it stolen either way. Either way is up to second base. He won't get credit for the stolen base, though I'm sure he'd like to. Now, Villalobos takes the walk, and the Mets have something brewing here.
The third baseman, number one, Gregory Guerrero.
They haven't done much other than stand there and let Hens be his own worst enemy. Hit batter and a walk to start the top of the third. We'll bring up the number nine hitter, Gregory Guerrero, his first at bat of the series. First pitch, and he will ground one into left field for a base hit. Bear Sierta is going to get the green light home. Here's the throw from Torres that just goes to the infield. Gregory Guerrero, the first hit of the night for the Mets, drives in a run. 1-0 St. Lucie. Robbie Robinson has done his homework. He was aggressively waving Bear Sierta in from third. It wasn't quite at the base yet, and Torres had gathered the ball but didn't even bother getting a throw home. Just threw it to the cutoff man. So Mets know that he must not have a very strong arm. Guerrero, that was a well-struck baseball just out of the reach of the shortstop, Rivas. Hunting fastball on the first pitch, and he got a good one. Now, back to the top. There's a ball outside to Alex Ramirez. That is just the second earned run against Hens this season, just the third run overall. And it looks like we might have a pitching change here. Gary Kendall walking out to the mound. Manager for the Cardinals. Hens right at 39 pitches. He's topped out at three innings in all five of his starts. He doesn't have an out yet here in the third. But you go back to that first inning, while the Mets did strike out three times in the inning, they did work the pitch count, drove it up a bit. It's not a pitching change. There's a reliever warming up in the bullpen, Alfredo Ruiz, a lefty, but Gary Kendall will leave Hentz in. A strange mid-count mound visit. Ramirez waits the 1-0, and he takes a strike right down the pipe. That's the one Alex would like to swing at and drive to the other side of the park on the right side. Ramirez fouls one back. And at the top of the net, and the cable flipped right over to the stands. Everybody's okay. The ball in, two strikes. Ramirez hits the slider back up the middle. Chance for two. Rivas to second for one. Throw to first. Oh, in time. Picked by Whalen for the double play. That is a big play. I thought Ramirez beat it. Robbie Robinson giving a sideways look to Garrett Griffin. That's big, because if that is safe, Mets have runners at the corners, one out. Robbie voicing his displeasure from foul territory. And I think that was a miss. So Ramirez sits into the 6-4-3 double play. Good quick turn. And now Consuegra takes a ball outside. So first three Mets get on, but a double play might extinguish the chance at a multi-run inning, as Consuegra looks for a two-out hit to bring home Villalobos from third base. Strike on the corner, it's 1-1. A slider to the backstop. Here comes Villalobos. And he will score with the slide. 2-0 Mets. Well, that one hit off the glove of Bernal, the catcher, and it slowed it down and it rolled to the backstop. You'll recall from last night, Jace Beck for the Mets overthrew his catcher, Brady Smith, and that ball hit the backstop and ricocheted right back to Brady, who tagged out a runner at home. But because Bernal slowed that ball down by catching a piece of it, just trickled all the way to the backstop, and Villalobos was able to score ahead of the tag. But a wild pitch, and it's 2-0 the Mets. And Consuegra takes this pitch high. It's 3-1. So the double play hurts the Mets, but the wild pitch equalizes things as Consuegra takes a fast strike. Hence the 3-2 pitch outside for ball four. Second walk of the inning. I imagine the pitching change might come now. Yes, Gary Kendall coming off the top step. He will make the change. So Hence rolled through the first six Mets, but was really his own worst enemy this inning. He hit a batter, he walked two, he threw a wild pitch to bring in a run. Gregory Guerrero, the only hit of the inning. It'll be two outs, a runner on first for the new pitcher when we come back. 2-0 Mets in the third.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Alfredo Ruiz is the pitcher for the Cardinals. St. Louis's sixth round pick last summer out of Long Beach State out in California. 6 foot left-hander facing Junior Tillian, and he comes inside with ball one. It was not the prettiest of warm-up sessions there on the mound for Ruiz as he bounced a few. Tillian pops one straight back to the stands. That one might land off the roof. Oh, yeah. Roof ball, and it's going to come back down, isn't it? Now you turn and wait to see. Maybe not. Tillian a strikeout looking in the first. He's 0-4-1. Pickoff throw and getting back just in time. Is Consuegra. If he was any further off, I don't know if he gets back. A pop up, this time playable right side. Whalen, the first baseman, nearly on the bag, makes the catch just behind it to retire Tillian. Ruiz comes in and strands a runner. Mets, though, a productive inning. Two runs on a hit, no walks. No errors, one left on. That's twice as many runs that inning as they had all yesterday. Nice long rest for Jeffrey Colon, who's back on the mound after these messages.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Leonardo Bernal leads off the home third inning. Bottom three of the order. Jeffrey Colon, six up, six down. First pitch, he gets Bernal swinging at a changeup. Good one. Bernal pulls one into right field. Dominguez got a good beat on it, and he's there to make the catch. Right away, Carlos is on the move. retiring Bernal.
The third baseman, number 16, Sander Mora.
Sander Mora next. Mets lead this game 2-0. Mora 0-for-3 yesterday with the strikeout, ground out, fly out. Here he soars one right side, but that one twisting into the stands. Colon throws the ball that's grounded right to Tillian. Junior throws to first and retires Mora. 8 up, 8 down for the Mets starter tonight. Again, this is Colon's first start of the season. His previous four outings had been in the bullpen, but he's been sort of a long man. On the 10th of June here, he threw 4 2/3. I think he went longer than planned just because he had gotten so many outs in a row in short order. Here's a fly deep into left, running out of room is Consuegra. Lands in the bleachers. Didn't have the distance to get out. But Brandon Hernandez, just a long foul strike. Now, Colon gathered a lot of outs quickly on June 10th. That's why he was able to go 4 2/3. Now, a week later, at home against Tampa, very hittable. 8 hits and 3 runs and 3 2/3. No walks, 6 strikeouts. You'd like to see that. There's a ball high. And after Jeffrey Colon had struggled throwing strikes last year, almost refreshing to see him give up 8 hits and no walks. Let him beat you swinging the bat. Here's a ground ball just out of the reach of Colon. Scooped up by Lugo. Throws to first. Good play by the Mets shortstop. First time through the order, Jeffrey Colon got them all. Fourth inning next. It's 2-0 Mets.
Minor League Baseball brought to you Chevrolet Stadium and the American Cancer Society of Partners in the Hope.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Cardinals already in their third pitcher, right-hander Griffin Roberts. So they brought in the lefty Ruiz to get the last out of the third. It wasn't like it was a lefty-on-lefty matchup either. It was Junior Tillian. Got him on the pop out. 3 pitches, 2 strikes for Ruiz in a short day of work. And now Roberts. He will face William Lugo. Lugo gets under one, flies it to center field. Chamberlain turns around, jogs in, and makes the catch to retire Lugo. And a 1 pitch, 1 out for Roberts in the fourth. Griffin Roberts, 6'3", 210 from Mid-Lithonia in Virginia. Competitive balance round A selection in 2018 at Wake Forest. Last year was in AA Springfield. Springfield Cardinals in the Texas League. Here's a ground ball deep at short that will go foul off the bat of Dominguez. Roberts is on rehab assignment, minor league rehab assignment. Well, a double-A pitcher was rehabbing in the FCL, now transfers it to single-A, so trying to work his way back up the chain and the St. Louis system. Dominguez fouls this one back. Swing and a miss by Dominguez. Strikes out for the second time on the slider low and away. Now Roberts has come in and gotten the first two outs quickly.
The first baseman,
Cardinals
Jack Thomas Wolf.
Also added Jack Ralston on rehab assignment from the FCL. He was, or currently is on the injured list in Peoria. That's the high A club for St. Louis. So they go from the FCL Cardinals to Palm Beach to Peoria and high A to Springfield, Texas and double A. Triple A Memphis, the Redbirds. So they appear to be a little more scattered than Mets affiliates. Again, you got St. Lucie down here in Florida, and then the other three affiliates are up in New York. We have an auto ball called on the Cardinals, Roberts. So it's 2-0 on Wold, and now 3-0. Again, this umpiring crew of Fraley and Griffin, they've called more auto ball strikes than most umpires we've seen this year. Wold will take ball four, which was actually the third ball thrown by Roberts. A two-out free pass. And the inning will continue for Bear Sierta, who's okay after being hit by that pitch just above the wrist last time up. Hopefully it made him feel a little bit better to score the game's first run. Mets lead this game 2-0 in the top of the fourth inning. Bear Sierta swings through a fastball. Four strike one. And a slider swung through and missed for strike two. Final line for Tink Hintz, the starter. He went 2 2/3, a hit, two runs, two walks, and four strikeouts. 48 pitches, 29 strikes. Mets more than doubled the ZRA. Breaking ball lofted right side towards Moquette. The right fielder jogs in and catches the third out of the inning. So despite the auto ball and the walk to Wold, Roberts retires three. Now Roberts is going to get in discussion with the umpire. He wants to know a little bit more about this. We'll go to the home fourth. Clone trying to keep it rolling. Mets lead 2-0.
Best tailgate. Brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking.
Burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day. Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Jeffrey Clone, what a beauty through the first three innings. 27 total pitches. Nine up, nine down. Back to Darlene Moquette, who probably had the best chance to reach. He hit that tapper about 15 feet in front of home plate. Villalobos had to scramble for. And swings and misses wildly at strike one. Again, the last time he was pitching here, he threw just 50 pitches in 4 2/3. And that's after giving up two straight hits at the end of that appearance. Another swing and a miss on a sinker. And he was averaging under 9 pitches per inning in his first four against the Hammerheads at Roger Dean. Time called. We have an auto ball on Cologne. It's about the only thing that's gone wrong on his night. Well, Nelson Fraley, he's not giving any wiggle room there. It was right as it expired. There's a pitch outside. 2-2. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Strike three, sit down, Darlene Moquette. Third strikeout for Cologne. 10 straight retired to start tonight. Dom Hamill, two starts ago, retired 15 in a row. And then last night he retired 16 in a row. So two innings ago, Cologne retires 13 straight. Now he's at 10. There's a pitch for a strike to Matt Chamberlain, a lefty center fielder. Mets lead 2-0, bottom of the fourth, one out. And this pitch is inside. Fastball fouled off to the left, one of the rare pitches that's been basically belt higher or higher. Clone's lived basically from the knees to the middle of the thigh. There's a swing and a miss on a slider down and in. Strike three, sit down, Matt Chamberlain. Clone made him look foolish.
I-18.
11 straight to start tonight. That was the fourth strikeout. And Brady Whalen stands in. He struck out in the first. He squares to bunt, drops it down the third base side, and that's a hit.
I-23.
Well then. You got some cheers from the Cardinals fans. You got some groaning from the Mets side. And their fans don't like that. Part of the game. Two outs in the fourth inning. Brady Whalen dropping down the bunt. Mets caught unsuspected. And here's a line drive base hit by McKeithen again. Swager's got to get to this fast, and he does. Here comes the relay throw to third, close. but safe. McKeithen, a long single. Give credit to Stanley Consuegra. Tracks down that ball backhanded just before the warning track down the left field line. Not only does he keep Whalen from scoring, he actually almost made a play at third base for an out. And that held McKeithen all the way to first. And lesser outfielders, that's an RBI double. So Consuegra saves the 2-0 advantage for the moment. Victor Ramos will go out to the mound. Now Brady Whalen with the bunt single to break up any thought of a no-hitter. So 12 batters in the game. Whalen comes up. Nobody has gotten on in front of him. And he drops down the surprise bunt. So those who were thinking maybe something special was brewing, spoiled. Part of me, I certainly understand it. You know, close game, want to get a hit, get the offense going. But part of me is like, come on, swing the bat. Let's, you know, make them do it the hard way. You know, grinding that bat out, get a hit. Now, look, if this is the eighth inning and it's 7-0, then, yeah, we're having a different discussion. But I think Brady Whalen, as much as I'm sure Mets fans, including myself, wished he would have swung the bat well within his rights to bunt. Here's Yan Torres taking a ball low as the mound visit is over. And the focus now is Clone getting out, posting a zero, keeping the Mets up two. And this ball is fouled away. Saw yesterday both runs for the Cardinals coming out of nowhere. They're trying to do that again here in the home fourth. Pickoff throw, close, but McKeithen's back in there. A ball and a strike. Fastball, weakly grounded out to Lugo. Scoops, has to throw quickly. He does. Nice play. Actually, he got Torres by about 5 feet. That ball was high on the glove. Lugo makes the play. Good job by Colon. Two strikeouts to start the inning. The two hits, but the strands runners at the corners. Four scoreless for Jeffrey. And the Mets will take a 2-0 lead to the fifth here in Jupiter. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Leading off the top half of the fifth inning, the catcher, number 22, Fernando Villalobos.
Fernando Villalobos will bat. Chris Holba next in line for Jupiter. is on the mound. Not a rehab, just promoted from the FCL Cardinals to Palm Beach today. So Gary Kendall rolling out all his new pitchers consecutively. First pitch, ball one low to the lefty Villalobos. Then a pitch outside. I wonder if we'll see Jack Ralston next. Who's the other rehabber? Well, they usually don't send over a minor league rehabber unless they intend to pitch him that day. 2-0, outside, ball three. Villalobos worked a walk in the third, his first trip to the plate, and that worked out, and he scored a run. And there's ball four outside, a four-pitch walk. So the Mets have three walks, a hit batter, and just one hit, a 2-0 lead. They've been on the other side of this equation before, and the walks pile up against them. Roberts pitched an inning scoreless with the walk and a strikeout in his rehab assignment. A ground ball foul by Guerrero, who smoked a RBI single into left field from the ninth spot in the third inning to give the Mets the lead. Now hitting 217 with St. Lucie. International signee way back in 2015. He's got to get a move on in his Mets career as he grounds one off his front foot foul. Made it to St. Lucie and single-A ball for the first time as a Mets minor leaguer earlier this season, but it was a short stint with St. Lucie, sent back to the complex side. And now he is back, and I'm not sure for how long. It's another short stay or the long haul. 0-2 pitch, bounced in the dirt. Good read by Villalobos. Up to second, he slides in safe. A shake of the head from Bernal, the catcher. That ball hit the dirt, trickled right between his feet. He could not find it initially. And this will be a wild pitch. Second one of the game. Time called. Here's a pitch in the dirt. Great stop this time by Bernal. Looked like a first baseman with the backhand save. Correction, the previous pitch was the first wild pitch. When I perceived to be a wild pitch that brought in Villalobos two innings ago was actually scored a pass ball. I thought it was too low to be a pass ball. There's a swing and a miss from Guerrero, and he strikes out. Trying to get the runner to third base with an out, couldn't do it, and now we're back to the top in Ramirez. Alex, tough night. Strikeout and a double play ball. Now 0 for his last five in the series. His batting average has fallen to 290. And he fists one foul. 2-0 Mets. One out, runner on second in the top of the fifth inning. Holba throws a fastball just low. Holba from Germany. Signed as a non-drafted free agent out of East Carolina. Here's a high bouncer to third. Running in is Mora. The good throw to first base gets Ramirez by a full step. A big-time bouncer. Excellent read by Mora. Just comes screaming in, not waiting for the extra bounce, which would have cost him. Because that ball bounced so high, Villalobos able to move to third base. And Consuegra is back up. Stanley a strikeout and a walk. Beware the wild pitch pass ball. That's how Fernando got in last time with two outs at third base. There's a fastball that missed inside. Correction, Holba, 11th round pick from East Carolina. Didn't pitch last year. Didn't find many pitchers from Germany. Wonder how he got from Germany to East Carolina. East Carolina had a nice little postseason run. They probably should have been in the College World Series. They blew a 3-run late lead in game two, a regional against Texas. There's a ball inside. It's 3-0 on Consuegra. Holba delivers fastball right down the middle. Consuegra taking all the way. Holba the 3-1. Consuegra taps it foul towards his own dugout on the third base side. Full count. Holba, the payoff pitch. Breaking ball, and that one's fouled back towards the stand. Somebody make a play. Oh, they couldn't do it. Right in front of the broadcast booth. So close. Another 3-2 from Holba, and it's down low for ball four. Nice plate appearance for Stanley Consuegra. Takes his second walk of the evening. Mets have now drawn 5 walks tonight, plus the hit-by-pitch of Bear Sierta. Another reliever warming up, a lefty for Palm Beach. Burn all the catcher out to have a word with his pitcher as Junior Tillian waits on deck. That's the third mound visit. Here's Tillian, who's gone into a bit of a dry spell until yesterday when he got 2 hits. 0-for-2 today. He fights winning off the hands. Foul for strike one. Mets lead 2-0 in the fifth. 2 outs. Runners at the corners. Spin and throw to first. Consuegra back in safely with the dive. Fastball rolled foul the other side for strike two. Liner foul off to the right. Back and forth, Tillian goes. The count remains 0-2. Runner goes. The pitch is the ball. Throw to second base to get Consuegra. Is skipped and caught by Rivas. The tag is good, and the inning is over. Stanley Consuager caught stealing to end the top of the fifth. Villalobos left at third base. Like to have that one back. Bat taken out of Tillian's hands. At the halfway point, the Mets holding a 2-0 lead over the Cardinals.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Yes, it is. Another low-scoring game between these two teams. 2-1 Cardinals yesterday, the final. 2-0 Mets at the midway point tonight. Jeremy Rivas made a nice scoop and tag on the throw from the catcher Bernal last inning to retire Consuegra on the steal attempt. And he takes ball one low from Colon. Colon, the story this game for the Mets as he pumps in a strike. 4 shutout innings on only 40 pitches. And Brady Whalen dropped down a bunt single with 2 outs in the 4th to break up the no-hit bid. 11 batters into the game. There's a pitch outside. It's 2-1. Colon's fastball sent right back up the middle for a base hit. Rivas a clean single. And now the Cardinals have 3 hits in their last 4 batters. Going back to last inning.
The catcher, number 44, Leonardo Bernal.
Leo Bernal back up. He's the Cardinals' number 30 prospect. Just 18. From Panama City. Not in the Florida Panhandle. Panama. The country. Z fouls one out of play. He was Panama's biggest prospect in the 2021 international signing class. Signed with the Cardinals for $680,000 January of last year. Ground ball out to third. The quick throw by Guerrero gets the out. Boy, Gregory Guerrero flashing in front of Lugo, cutting off the shortstop, eager to make the play. A slow bouncer. Anytime those slow bouncers clear the mound, it's a toss-up. The defense can get the out. Bernal retired. Bernal, the youngest Cardinals minor leaguer stateside to begin this season. So we'll keep an eye on him. Figures to be with the Cardinals all year here in Palm Beach. Tonight he's 0-2. Here's a pitch outside to Sander Mora. Grounded out in the third. So the Mets lead 2-0. For the first time today, the Cardinals have a runner in scoring position with less than 2 outs. As they try to get a run across. Mora awaits the 1-0 and grounds it to third. Guerrero will field it in foul territory. Other games around the Florida State League today. Early birds, Bradenton and Dunedin. They played at 11 a.m. Bradenton won 4-2. Lakeland leads Fort Myers in Lakeland 3-1. High breaking ball, two balls and a strike. Mets go to Lakeland for the first time since summer of 2019, later in August. Tampa's up 2-0 at home against Clearwater that game in the fifth inning as well. Another high breaking ball, 3-1. And the late game, Jupiter and Daytona got started 40 minutes ago. And Daytona's out to a 3-1 lead in the third inning. Clone's 3-1 pitch. Ground ball to Lugo. Eats him up. Stays with it. Throws to first. Rolled with the reach and the out. And William Lugo had that ball right up his mitt. Hit him in the chest. Dropped in front of him. But he recovers fast enough to get the out at first. Retires Mora. Lugo, fortunate it was hit as hard as it was. Gave him some leeway. Rivas made his way to third base. So for the second straight inning, Cologne trying to keep a runner from scoring from third as he throws a changeup outside to Brandon Hernandez. Cardinals number 9 hitter. Grounded out in the third inning. He's 0-4-1. Ground ball to Tillian running in. Scoops it. Throws to first. Inning over. Jeffrey Cologne pitches around the leadoff single by getting the next three batters to ground out. This is his best performance in two seasons as a St. Lucie Met. Five shutout innings. He and the Mets hold a 2-0 lead.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Leading off the top half of the sixth inning for the Mets, the second baseman, number 18, Junior Tillian.
Another inning, another pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It is Ralston. Throws right over the top with a herky-jerky motion. And Junior Tillian fouls the pitch back. Ralston, the other minor league rehabber for the Cardinals. Third new pitcher added today. Ball pitched in consecutive innings. Tillian belts one into left field. Backpedaling and reaching up high is Torres to make the catch. It's one of the better struck balls of the game. So Holba went an inning. No hits, no runs, a couple of walks and a strikeout. Now Ralston on minor league rehab assignment from Panorama City, California. Seventh round pick out of UCLA in 2019. Coming over from the FCL. Continuing his rehab with single A Palm Beach. Throws one outside to Lugo, who takes it for ball one upon check swinging. This pitch bounced from the dirt. So we're in the sixth inning, and Ralston's the fifth pitcher. Almost like a spring training type feel. Fastball low to Lugo. Two balls and a strike. Lugo a ground out and a fly out tonight. He's 0-4-2. That's just stuck on the one hit from Guerrero, leading 2-0. Walks, hit batter, pass ball, all helping the Mets get the two runs in the third inning. Now Lugo spoils one to the right, out of play, a foul strike. Make the count full. Three-two pitch. Check swing on appeal. Did not go. Lugo will draw the Mets' sixth walk. Well, it is time for the Mets to start cashing these walks in a little more than they have. We'll see if they can move Lugo around the bases. Of course, if you're Palm Beach, you don't want to issue the walks, but as long as you don't give up any hits, the walks can't sting you too badly. First pitch to Carlos Dominguez is the ball. Second pitch is the ball high as well. There is already another Cardinals reliever warming up in the bullpen. That one fouled straight back. Dominguez today, tough night. Two strikeouts, including a swinging strike three on a pitch that hit him in the arm. Takes this one inside for ball three. Here the Mets do seem to be a little more patient tonight on the whole, taking the six walks. High ball four. So a couple of two-out walks or one-out walks. Seven in the game. First and second for the Mets with Wold coming up. And with the lefty Hayes Heinicke ready in the bullpen, Gary Kendall make the move to bring in him to face the lefty Wold. On that fine line between getting the matchup you want but still allowing Ralston to get his rehab assignment work in. Always takes precedent. Oh, here's a check swing on a curveball, and Wold barks at himself for going around. 2-0 Mets, one out, runners on first and second in the top of the sixth. And a swing and a miss, Wold way late on the fastball. And now Ralston working ahead, nothing and two. 0-2 pitch, up high for a ball. Snap throw back to second, close. Safe. Lugo dives back in. It's always a risk for the catcher to make that long throw back up to second. I don't know what the percentage of getting the out is. Got to be under 5%. Never seems to work. That was one of the closer ones. 1-2, Wold will take a curveball outside. Good eye. Ralston's 2-2 pitch, and Wold lines it deep out to left field. Torres going to make the catch deep. No tagging on the bases for the Mets. So Wold hits it high to deep left, but not enough mustard to get out of here.
Designated hitter number 24, Raul Berciarta.
So two flies to left and sandwiched in between two walks, and Raul Berciarta will hit. Raul, a hit by pitch and a fly out. And he will take a strike right at the letters. Lugo and Dominguez, pretty sizable leads. Get a nice jump on a ball put in play. There's a grounder foul over towards the third base dugout. For the second straight batter. Ralston working ahead nothing and two to the back-to-back walks. Ralston coming set. 0-2 pitch and swung on and missed way up high, eye level. So the Mets threaten again with a couple of walks, but can't cash them in. Two stranded in the top of the sixth as Ralston becomes the fourth reliever to put up a zero for the Cardinals tonight. Jeffrey Colon back to work in the home sixth when we return on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
This will be the third time through the order for Jeffrey Colon, starting with Darlene Moquette. And he takes a strike. No action in the Mets' bullpen. Colon, a very efficient start, but again, he's been more of a long man out of the bullpen than a full-time starter. You're not going to see him throw 90-some-odd pitches tonight. He gets a swing and a miss on a slider. Correction, he came in at 53 pitches through five innings. So There's a pitch high, averaging just over 10 per. Moquette has grounded out to Villalobos and struck out swinging. After a high slider, it's a 1-2 count. Cologne slider's foul tipped for strike three. Excellent squeeze by Villalobos on top of a good pitch by Cologne. Five strikeouts now for Jeffrey, and they've all come from the top three in the lineup. Not letting those guys get on base. He struck out Chamberlain once and got him to ground out. Now Chamberlain back in the box and takes this pitch low. Mets have dropped 4 out of 5. The offense has not looked particularly good. The pitching at the end of last week struggled. There's a ground ball towards first, and Wold runs to the bag. It gets by Tillian, a base hit.
B-11.
Wold bailed immediately to first base instead of lunging for that. I think probably the right move. It was in that hole. So Chamberlain a one-out single. Brings up Brady Whalen, who last time up bunted his way on, the first base run of the game. Three more hits since then. Cologne throws one that goes to the backstop or to the hit Whalen. It hit him. And it bounced to him in the leg. So hit by a pitch, and here's some trouble for Cologne with first and second and one out. And the Mets now hustle to get activity going in the bullpen. Dylan Hall. And the Mets will buy him some more time with Victor Ramos going for his second mound visit. And with the way the Mets offense has performed in this series in the last couple of games, two runs might be all the Mets are going to get tonight. So Cologne's got to do his best to at least keep Whalen from scoring from first. Scores from around the Mets organization today. For the first time this season, the Mets are swept. A big team losing 5-3 at Houston, although it's a two-game sweep. Houston will be at the Mets next week. New York an off day tomorrow, and then three in Miami over the weekend. Or is it four? Either way, Mets got more bad news today as Carlos Carrasco had to leave the game. The Mets are now down Carrasco, McGill, DeGrom, and Scherzer. You know, Scherzer's on the verge of coming back after last night's rehab assignment in AA Binghamton. All right, here's McKeithen, who's been the best hitter by far for Palm Beach in the series. He grounds one foul to third. Guerrero would have liked that. It would have been fair. Just trying to stand on the bag and hope it would go into his mitt fair, but it did not. Keithen is 3-for-5 in this series, including 1-for-2 tonight. Hot bat right now. He swings and misses at the slider for strike two. Oh, Carlos Carrasco leaving today's start in Houston with lower back tightness. Hopefully that's something that is treatable without an injury list stint. And two. Cologne looks back and now delivers home, and a roller foul. Keithen lunging across at that pitch, just getting a piece. Triple A Rochester beat Triple A Syracuse today, 4-2. And that was a 1 o'clock game out in Central New York. 0-2 pitch, a ground ball foul one more time. Binghamton is down 4-3, the bottom of the fourth. Boy, Binghamton last night. And from a front office perspective, that's a dream come true. two major league rehabbers in Scherzer, a future Hall of Famer, plus McCann. Sellout crowd, had time to promote it. Francisco Alvarez hits a three-run homer as McKeithen fouls this pitch off. Home team up 6-1. Great vibes. And then Binghamton lost 7-6 as Redding ripped off six straight runs. A brutal loss for the Rumble Ponies, spoiling what was a excellent night at the box office and getting the fans all juiced up just to squander a five-run lead. You hate to see that. As a road team, you love it. There comes another 0-2 to McKeithen. And did that hit him or foul off the bat? It fouled off the bat. A check swing on a high slider. It went off something, apparently the bat, right to the backstop. And the longer this goes, the hitter as hot as McKeithen right now, it's going to be tough for Jeffrey Colon to get an outcome he would like. Another 0-2. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. McKeithen with another hit. Runner being waved home. Here comes the throw from Ramirez. It's cut off by Wold on the mound. Chamberlain scores easily, and the Cardinals are on the board. It's 2-1. Yep, there was very little likelihood that that was going to result in an out after all those foul balls. McKeithen just too zoned in right now. Got a pitch right down the middle and hammered it. Well, Dylan Hall working in the bullpen. Is he ready? Robbie's taking a look down there, and Robbie looks like he might push himself off the top step. Not yet. He's going to let Colon face Yan Torres, who's grounded out to short twice. And he pumps in a fastball for a strike, and he get a double play ball. Now, three straight have reached after the leadoff strikeout. Again, third time through the order. No, not many secrets left. Pitch is inside. Slider really didn't slide. A 1-1, broken bat on the infield, caught by Guerrero, the third baseman. Broken bat, shallow pop for the second out of the inning. And will Robbie Robinson let Colon try to get through the sixth inning as Jeremy Rivas comes up? No. He will go to the bullpen. Rivas had a hit against Colon last time. This would have been his third time facing him. With the tying run on second base, Robbie will go to the fresh arm and a new look in Dylan Hall. What a performance by Jeffrey Colon. His best yet as a St. Lucie Mets starter, or reliever for that matter. 5 1/3 of one-run ball. He did not walk a batter. Now Hall will come in and try to protect the 2-1 lead with two on and two outs.
Those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Dylan Hall returns to a place that did not treat him very kindly the last time he was here. Trying to turn that around as Jeremy Rivas hits, who's again 1-for-2, tying run in McKeith or Whalen on second. Curveball, low for ball one. Remember, poor Dylan on Sunday, two Sundays ago against Jupiter, got hit in the leg on a 107-mile-per-hour comebacker from Osiris Johnson. The leg almost gave out. He had to come out of the game. He tried to gut through it. Here's a fly into right. Looks like a better result for Hall this time as Dominguez makes the catch and ends the threat. Cardinals get one back, two hits and a hit batter. Chamberlain scores. The end of six, another good low-scoring game. Last night the Cardinals won 2-1. Today the Mets up 2-1. Keep tuning in to see what happens.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Change for the Cardinals, now pitching number 39, Hayes Heineke. Leading off the top half of the seventh inning for the Mets, the catcher number 22, Fernando Villalobos.
Fernando Villalobos leads off for the Mets. New pitcher. No surprise here. Hayes Heineke, already the sixth pitcher of the night for the Cardinals. Of course, four relievers did not surrender a run despite showing five walks. Now Heineke, the lefty, is in a 1-1 count with Villalobos, who has walked twice, scored once. And Fernando cannot check his swing on the wipeout pitch. High slider. Two balls and a strike. This pitch taken away. Another sweeping curve. Good take from a lefty. It's 3-2. Villalobos takes this pitch for a strike on the inside corner. When he thought he had drawn a walk, ball must have just got over. Well, Heineke begins his evening.
With
the called strikeout. Now Gregory Guerrero up. A single, an RBI and a strikeout. The number nine hitter. Mets lead 2-1. Scored two runs in the third inning on the Guerrero single. Vila was scoring on a pass ball from third base. Aaron McKeithen drove in the Cardinals one run in the sixth inning. He's now driven in two of the three for Palm Beach in the series. And he has scored the other. The Mets need to find a way to work around him. On a check swing, Guerrero goes around. The next pitch, he serves it into right field, but that will slice foul. It's 1-2. And Guerrero swings and misses at the high fastball. Well, Heinicke strikes out too. Mets have faced Heinicke before, and he is one of the better relievers they have faced this season. His numbers aren't eye-popping. 2-3, the 4.25 ERA in 16 games, but 38 strikeouts and 30 innings is pretty good. There's a pitch for a ball to Ramirez. Mets faced Heinicke twice on May 5th and 8th, combining for 4 1/3 hitless innings with one walk and five strikeouts. So he has been his best against the orange and blue. Ramirez takes a strike, makes the count 2-1. Alex tonight 0-4-3 from the top spot. The strikeout, ground ball, double play, and a ground out to third. Fastball low, and it's 3-1. Heinicke's pitch, a called strike as Ramirez tosses the bat aside. He thought it was ball four. Now Alex got to get ready and get back in there with the clock going down, and he recognizes this, asks for time twice, and it's granted. He's allowed to call his time. You want to do that and not have the clock expire on you. Back in there at the 3-2, and Ramirez fouls it off to the right. Hayes Heinicke, a lefty from Fayetteville, Georgia. 13th round pick, 2021 out of Wofford. And he throws one outside, and this time Alex can take a walk, which he's been doing more of recently. Remember on Saturday when Alex walked three times and was hit by a pitch. So that's the eighth walk issued by the Cardinals. Only one of the walks has scored. But another walk helped get a runner over and eventually in. And by and large, Palm Beach has probably deserved worse as Consuegra swings and misses. Stanley has walked twice and struck out. But the Mets still stuck on the one single hit from Guerrero. Ramirez caught in a rundown. Throw to second is high, though, and he's safe. Brady Whalen, high throw. Ramirez slides headfirst into second, shaking out his hand. Well, Alex did the right thing. He didn't stop. It was, I guess technically he's not caught in a rundown then, but he was hung up. He kept running. There's a pitch for a strike, but yeah, Brady Whalen's throw to second base, high and off the mitt of Hernandez. So now Alex at second. And Swagert in an 0-2 count. Ramirez trying to steal third. Breaking ball over for a called third strike. So Heinicke strikes out three in the inning. Boyd's trouble with the Ramirez walk and advance to second. Stretch time at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Mets clinging to a 2-1 lead.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgating 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
We're in the bottom of the seventh. Dylan Hall will stay in the game and Bernal will hit. Mets holding a 2-1 lead. We pause as I think a ball has escaped into the outfield. It has. Alex Ramirez will pick that up and get it back to the bullpen. Now we can resume. Now, sunset was 8:17, a little past that, but still got some light out there. One of the longest days of the year. As this ball is fouled off. Feels more like a 7:30 right now than 8:20. Good crowd on hand for a Roger Dean game. They don't always draw well down here. But because the game's moving along, it's been a good crowd. Here's a fly to right field that's going to bounce off the bottom of the wall. Here comes the throw to second base, and it's a little late from Dominguez. It's a leadoff double for Bernal. And just like that, the Cardinals have the tying run at second base with nobody out. And here they come. Sander Mora is up. He's 0-4-2. Dylan Hall with some work to do now. Expect to see a lot of the curveball coming now. Only going to go fastball, low for ball one as Mora squared to bunt. The Cardinals have to be feeling pretty good about their chances, holding the Mets to one hit through seven innings. Here's a bunt. That's fouled away. That ball was riding in on Morit. He gives the Mets a fortunate strike. Final line for Jeffrey Colon, pitcher of record for the Mets. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. 70 pitches, 50 strikes. Well done. Moore's going to square to bunt, pulls back, and takes a called strike. Well, that was the pitch to bunt on. Fastball belt high on the corner. I'm not expecting Moore to be bunting now. He's not showing the 1-2 count. Hall's fastball is grounded right back up the middle. This is to Tillian, who throws to first, and that's the out. At the bag, the first out. But Bernal goes to third base. Boy, that ball came off the bat. Looked like it was going to go right to Hall. Faded away to him. Away faded from him. He could have had that on the comebacker. I think Bernhall would have had to hold up at second. So here we go. One out, bottom of the seventh, tying run 90 feet away. Mets infield will draw in. Brandon Hernandez, the nine hitter, is at the dish, and he will tap one foul to the backstop for strike one. No question, the Mets want to preserve the lead. Hernandez hitting just 151, 429 OPS. Looking to get one through the infield or in the air. Have a late time call. Now Hernandez back in. Hall's 0-1 pitch, a fastball, just misses. The 1-1. Fastball outside again. Two balls and a strike. Not many curveballs from Hall tonight. Fastball foul tip for strike two. A good one at the knees. Hall looking for a strikeout. Maybe the curveball now. 2-2. No, it's a tapper over the mound to the shortstop Lugo. Checks the runner, throws to first, and gets the out. Now Bernhall didn't come home as that ball bounced over the head of Hall, but right behind Dylan was Lugo, the shortstop, to make the play. Boy, if on contact, if Bernhall had gone home, I wonder how close it would have been. Because, again, anything that clears the mound, even though that wasn't hit overly high, tough to get an out at first, never mind at home. So Hall's got a chance here to pitch around the leadoff double as he gets two ground outs, one to the drawn in defense. Darlene Moquette is the hitter. He's 0 for 3 today, 0 for 7 in the series. First pitch, he takes a strike at the letters. Hall and the Mets defense trying to protect a 2-1 lead. The 0-1 pitch, curveball down and away, a rare curve. Moquette looks it off. Remember when Hall pitched here 2 weeks ago against Jupiter, the game he didn't get hit on the comebacker? He had two bases-loaded situations he worked out of in the eighth and ninth. There's a fastball for a strike, so he knows a little bit about pitching out of a jam here at Roger Dean Stadium. And now he's a strike away. The 1-2 to Moquette. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Villalobos throws down to first. That completes the out, and Dylan Hall gets himself out of another Dean jam. Leadoff double, strands him at third. The Mets maintain a one-run advantage through seven. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
We'll be right back.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're in the eighth inning, another low-scoring, entertaining game between these two teams. Remember, the Mets played their longest game of the season innings-wise against these Cardinals back in early May. An 11-inning affair was won on a Albert Suarez sack fly. Junior Tillian leads off against Hayes Heineke. Me and John DeStefano determined last time these two teams played that Hayes Heineke, not related to the Washington Commanders quarterback, Taylor Heineke, who is also from Georgia. No relation as far as we know. There's a pitch outside, and it's 3-0, and the Mets might be headed for another free pass here. Scores in the first meeting between these two teams. I'll give you that in a moment after this 3-0 pitch to Tillian. It's taken for a strike. 3-1, 3-2, 4-3, 8-3. There's an outlier for you. 13-9, that was the big one. Here's a stinger into center field. Long run and a reach by Chamberlain. Pulls it down. Robs Tillian of extra bases. That's best hit ball of the night. Goes for naught. Tillian might be standing at third if that clears the tower. And then 5-2 was the finale, series finale, the last time the teams played. So it started low scoring and kind of opened up. Maybe that's what will happen this week. Here's William Lugo fouling a pitch off. He is 0-4-2 with the walk. Remember, the first three games of this series are first half games, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, those are second half games. There's the pitch low. All the drama's taken out of the remainder of the first half as the Mets have already clinched the division. A week ago tonight, Fort Myers has also clinched the West. There's a swing and a miss from Lugo. It's 1-2 on William. But still, you want to finish the first half strong. And if you're Palm Beach, you want to try to finish in third place. You can't get to second. That'll be Jupiter. They can creep close to 500. They're 28-34. Breaking ball rolled on the ground to the shortstop, Rivas. A low throw, but on target. Beats Lugo. Heineke's got the first two outs of the eighth. Mets lead this game 2-1, scoring two in the third. Cardinals a run in the sixth. Cardinals out hitting the Mets 6-1. Carlos Dominguez has struck out twice and walked. He takes a curveball for a called strike. Looks like the Mets have Daniel Juarez throwing in the bullpen. Mets might be asking him to get a six-out save. There's the ball fisted foul. One towards the sweet level. So one sweet being used tonight. Down here in the second row. As this is a called third strike on Dominguez. Now Hayes Heineke has now pitched six in a third innings of hitless baseball against the Mets this season. In the middle of the eighth inning, Mets clinging to a 2-1 lead. Juarez coming in.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stluciemets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Daniel Juarez takes over for the Mets on the mound in the eighth. Can he record a 6-out save? He's got 4 saves on the season to lead the team. He got a 7-out save last week against Tampa, holding off the Tarpons by 1 run. So we know he can do it, but it doesn't make it easy as he throws strike 1 to Matt Chamberlain. And he gets the lefty-lefty matchup out of the gate, and then a switch hitter, Waylon, who will turn around and bat right-handed. Fastball strike 2 to Chamberlain. 1-for-3 with the lone run scored for Palm Beach tonight. O-2, high slider for ball 1. This is the 18th relief appearance for Juarez. He's 2-0, 4-6 in save chances. He's got a 1.61 ERA. And he throws one low. Has not allowed an earned run in a month. Go back to May 22nd. He gave up 2 runs earned at Tampa. Two two to Chamberlain. Roller foul. Did give up an unearned run against the Tarpons on Saturday. His last appearance. So hopefully fresh and good to go. Eighth and ninth today. It plays out that way. The 2-2. Chamberlain gets hit by the pitch. And Juarez can't believe it. Breaking ball didn't break, and that is a misfire from 0-2 on a lefty-lefty matchup to hit by a pitch and a leadoff man on base in a 1-run game. The first baseman, number 12, Brady Waylon. So now Waylon, who's listed as a switch hitter, but is going to bat left-handed. Well, maybe he has shed the switch hitting. Juarez a look at first. Chamberlain with the good lead not going. Pitches high for ball 1. Chamberlain, a center fielder, playing in just his second game for Palm Beach, so I'm not sure of, correction, his 23rd game for Palm Beach. He's 3 out of 3 in stolen bases. Juarez will give him a check. He is safe. He had that lean to him walking off of first base like he might go. Fastball too high, 2-0. Juarez, another pickoff attempt, safe. That's two. He's used the max in this at bat. Pitch inside for ball three. Mets have not walked a batter in this series. A big time turnaround after walking 41 in 54 innings last week against Tampa. A 3-0 pitch, ball four. So Juarez has a lefty-lefty matchup against the first two hitters, and what does he do? Hits a batter and walks a batter. Just cannot do that. And now he's got a lot of work to do against a bunch of righties. And he's got to face McKeithen, who is 4-6 in this series. He's driven in the only run tonight. He drove in one of the two runs last night, and he scored the other run. So the last guy the Mets wanted to face. Juarez wanted to get the two lefties and face McKeithen with nobody on, with two outs. Instead, two on, nobody out. Victor Ramos back to the mound for another visit. And Juarez dumped in the first two pitches for strikes to Chamberlain, and he's really been way off since. Seven of his next eight pitches out of the zone. Well, Hall worked out of it last inning. The tying run at second base, no outs. Inning in the third, one hit, no runs, no walks, one strikeout for Dylan. Lowered his season ERA to 1.52. All right, here's McKeithen. Can Juarez somehow get a ground ball here? Pop out and anything that keeps the runners from advancing. Oh, McKeithen's going to square to bunt. Pulls back. It's taken high. Fernando Villalobos has nowhere to go with the ball as second base is unoccupied. And the lead runner, Chamberlain, was halfway between third and second. Villalobos cocked his arm, pulled back to throw back to second. Nobody home. Tillian was late getting over. McKeithen not showing bunt now. Pitch was a ball. This pitch, another ball. Wow. This is very unlike Daniel Juarez. 9 out of 10 have missed. Two-o pitch, low ball three. Time called by McKeithen. Mets holding a 2-1 lead. That is on the verge of evaporating unless Juarez can have a big bounce back at bat here. He throws one for a high strike. Had to have it, needs to have it again. A 3-1 pitch, up high, ball four. Walks absolutely killed the Mets last week. And it's appeared to be hurting them again tonight. Bases loaded, no outs, not one ball put in play. Hit batter, walk, walk. And again, the Mets had not walked a single batter in the first 16 innings of this series. And in the most inopportune time, Juarez has walked back-to-back hitters. And now Gregory Guerrero serving as a translator with the umpire Garrett Griffin for Juarez. Something about Juarez's way he's holding his glove. Not sure what that's about, but Yan Torres will hit Mets defense. Got to play halfway. First pitch to Torres, a strike. Mets going to get Rayson Santos going in the bullpen. Sent down from High A Brooklyn yesterday. Warming up in the bullpen. And the change up low. One to Torres. High to the backstop. Tying run comes in and scores. Go ahead run down to third. A wild pitch all the way. Chamberlain scoots home to tie it 2-2. And this has gone south all the way on Juarez. Yesterday, the Mets got that good ricochet on a ball to the backstop. Back to their catcher, Brady Smith. Not this time. Infield in now. No double play in order. Time is called as a ball escapes from Rayson Santos all the way to the backstop. There's nobody out in the inning. And the Cardinals not only can take the lead, but they can add an insurance run before the top of the ninth. Fouled straight back to the screen by Torres. It was 0-for-3 tonight. Fastball inside. That'll make it a full count. Juarez looking for a strikeout. Here comes the 3-2 in a 2-2 game. Swung on and missed. He strikes out Torres for the first out of the inning. And that will bring up Rivas. The game stays tied at 2. A big first out. Infield stays in. Rivas 1-for-3 with a single and two flyouts to right. He would take any of those again. He takes a high fastball. Ball one. Inning started with the hit batter on a lefty-lefty matchup. Then a lefty-lefty matchup was a walk. Then another walk. And a wild pitch to tie the game. Juarez trying to make a strikeout turn around this inning. And he gets a swing and a miss from Rivas. A ball and a strike. A liner out of play above the Cardinals dugout, and it's 1-2, and now Juarez throwing a few more strikes than he was at the start of this game. A 1-2 pitch, a defensive swing, and a foul tip off to the left. Rivas, big uppercut late just to get a piece. Another 1-2 from Juarez, and it's a check swing foul. Didn't mean to. Sends it sailing over the netting. And Juarez at 26 pitches this inning. And Santos is ready in the bullpen. A 1-2 pitch. Rivas pops it up foul. Wold on the move, but that's into the stands. Three rows up. What a battle here. Good feeling that. The game is on the line. Rivas can straighten one out. Cardinals will have a lead. Going to the ninth. If Juarez can get this, and the pressure is on the Cardinals to come up with a two-out hit. A 1-2, high. Two balls, two strikes. Fly out to right, twisting out of play into the stands. We will do it again. A lot of defensive swings for Rivas here. Almost like he's just waiting and waiting until he finally gets something he can straighten out. Hasn't put his best swing on into these foul balls. Juarez set, the 2-2. Rivas pops this one up right side on the infield. This will not get the run in. Wold makes the catch for the second out.
And 34.
And with the go-ahead run at third base and no outs, Juarez has a chance to keep the game tied. The strikeout and the pop-out has given him hope. Leonardo Bernal, who doubled in his last at-bat against Hall, is back to the plate, and it will not be to face Juarez. You have to figure after that battle is out of gas at 30 pitches. And the Mets were hoping to get him through two innings and protect the one-run lead. He got two outs, gave up the lead, but did not give up the tie. Juarez clearly did not have his best stuff. I knew that when he struck a left-handed batter after getting ahead 0-2. So Rayson Santos will make his return to St. Lucie in a big spot. Cardinals with two outs in the eighth have the tying run 90 feet away.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Rayson Santos has started last year as the St. Lucie closer. Started this year in Brooklyn, has been sent back down. Didn't throw enough strikes in Brooklyn. Trying to turn his season around tonight as he throws a fastball low. to Leonardo Bernal. Santos in a big spot here. 2-2 game, two outs, bottom of the eighth inning. Go ahead and run 90 feet from home. Another runner at second. Here's a ground ball yanked foul by Bernal. And it's 1-1. Santos, a 1-1. A change up outside. Two balls and a strike. Two-one. Fastball outside, 3-1. Santos in Brooklyn this year appeared in 16 games out of the bullpen. 7.79 ERA, 12 strikeouts in 17 innings. Also 19 walks. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball, and now it's a full count. Big pitch coming here to Bernal. The payoff, low for ball four. Santos whips his glove around in frustration. And he knows that's why he's down here. Throw more strikes, and he could not. Again, worth mentioning, first 17 innings of this series, Mets pitchers, zero walks. This inning, three, plus a hit batter and a wild pitch to bring in the tying run. All coming at this one critical juncture. Sander Mora is up, and he will take a ball low. Well, Santos had first base open a moment ago. He does not anymore. Mora, the eight hitter, 0-for-3 with three ground outs. Base is reloaded. A 1-0 pitch, swing and a miss on a slider. Last year, Rayson made 27 relief appearances for St. Lucie, had 9 saves, a team high, 5.09 ERA. There's a pitch that skips away, a wild pitch. Here comes Whalen for the go-ahead run. 3-2 Cardinals, both runs in the inning on wild pitches. Whalen was at third base with no outs. Mets got it to two outs, couldn't close the deal. Cardinals do not have one hit in the inning. They have two runs and the lead. Fastball, no good on appeal. He went around. That's fortunate for the Mets because that was a check swing. Looked like Mora held up. Garrett Griffin says a swinging strike to make it 2-2 as opposed to 3-1. Slider low, full count. Mets in the ninth will have Wold, Bear-Sierta, and Villalobos at the plate, needing a run to extend the game. Hoping for just one run to extend the game. Not for more. 3-2 pitch. Base hit into left field for Mora. McKeithen scores. And the Cardinals take a 4-2 lead. Their first hit in the inning comes from the seventh batter of the inning.
The second baseman, number 3, Brandon Hernandez.
Bernal went to third. He didn't get the green light from Kendall, not with Consuegra's strong arm. Brandon Hernandez will hit. Not happy returns for Rayson Santos. A walk, a wild pitch to give in the winning go-ahead run, and then a single for an insurance run. There's a fastball low for ball one. But one of the reasons for Rayson Santos' struggles last year was the tight strike zone from the ABS system. They didn't have that in Brooklyn this year, but now we must deal with it again here in the Florida State League. So those borderline pitches, at least on ABS nights, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, he's not going to get the call. Maybe the final 4 days of the week, the umpire makes it more favorable and there are no challenges. 1-0 slider in for a strike, 1-1. Swing and a miss on a changeup. And it's 1-2 on Hernandez. And like Moore before him, has grounded out three times. Foul off to the left. First three batters of this inning, hit by a pitch, walk, walk. They've all scored. On the other side, the Mets have walked eight times today. And only one of those walks has come in to score. One team taking advantage and one team not. As a slider fouled away. Two pitch, slapped foul. Spin and throw to first, safe. It feels like Rayson Santos has been out there for half an hour. He's only needed to get one out. One-two pitch. That one nearly to the backstop. A nice save by Villalobos. Again, Bernal at third base ready to pounce. Fastball for strike three as Hernandez swings through it. That third out comes way too late. Not a good inning for the Mets. A bunch of walks, a couple of wild pitches, a hit batter, only one hit. Most hurtful of all for the Mets, three runs. The lead is gone. Palm Beach is up two, and the Mets are down to their final three outs when we come back for two Cardinals.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Last call for the Mets as they cough up a one-run lead in the eighth. It'll be Wold, Bearsiert, and Villalobos. Mets are 40-23 on the season. It's not only one of the best records in the league, it's one of the best records in all the minor leagues. So there haven't been very many lows on the year yet, but this game, if the Mets cannot complete a comeback, would be right at the top of the list of ones that they would rather forget. First pitch, a swinging strike from Wold, and then he slashes one out to left, foul. You could say with the way the Mets have swung the bats today, I mean, just one single hit, that if they somehow hung on in the eighth and ninth inning to win 2-1, that they escaped with one. Things kind of course correcting. The team, seven times the hits, is now the team in the lead. There's a roller foul. Heinicke is on the mound for Palm Beach. He's trying to finish this out. And again, Hayes Heinicke, 4.25 ERA coming in, but now it's 6 2/3 innings hitless against the Mets this year. That's lined up beautifully for the Cardinals, especially considering that Heinicke has a lefty-lefty matchup here to start the ninth. Throws this pitch low, and it's 1-2 on Wold. And Jack Thomas flicks one foul to stay alive. Wold 0-2 with the walk. Heinicke in two scoreless hitless innings has four strikeouts. Pitch outside. Good take. 2-2. Wold slashes another one left side, foul. Well, this is a lot like that Revis at bat. Heinicke just keeps throwing pitches over the plate, and Wold just keeps fouling them away, hoping to eventually get one that he wants to straighten out. He flies this one on the infield, running in and making the catch is the first baseman, Whalen. A one gone in the top of the ninth.
Designated hitter number 24, Raul
Bearsiert. Raul Bearsiert comes up. He's 0-2. Was hit by a pitch in the third inning. Would go on to score on Guerrero's single, the only Mets hit of the night. He takes a curveball for a strike. Fastball fouled back, and it's nothing in two. Change up low, pretty good pitch. One that was out of the zone, but could be enticing for a hitter. This pitch inside, another good take. Two-two pitch, called third strike on the inside corner. So the first two takes were close, but ABS had them as balls. That one clipped the inside corner. Mets are down to their last out. Villalobos, the last hope. Two walks and a strikeout for Fernando today. Frustrating as a catcher having to catch that last inning. First pitch, he takes a strike at the letters. Big curveball, too high. A double clutch by the catcher Bernal before throwing back. A two-dimensional plane in the middle of the plate. That curveball went over the top, apparently. Now a fastball out of frustration low. Two balls and a strike. That's me. Need Villalobos to get on to bring the tying run to the plate. Fastball missed outside. 3-1. Heineke's pitch, ball four outside. Boy, a couple of those were super close. A razor-thin margin for Heineke. The Mets draw their ninth walk of the night against just one hit. And without Gregory Guerrero's hit, back in the third inning, the Mets would really be feeling bad about things. Here's Giovanni Carrera, the pitching coach, coming out to the mound to give a breather to his reliever Heineke. Is at 2 2/3, scoreless. Now has to deal with Guerrero. The tying run, Gregory, in his short time with St. Lucie, does not have a home run. But no home runs hit in this series. Home run ball has kind of disappeared from the Mets' offense. Again, held the one run yesterday, shut out Sunday, held the one hit today. So now would be a good a time as ever to slug one out of here. Now meeting over. Guerrero at the plate, he takes a low strike. Pop up right side, but that will slice into the seats. And the Mets down to their last strike now. Heineke set. The pitch home is struck well into deep right center field. It's got a chance to get down. It's off the base of the wall and over the wall for a ground rule double. And that will take a run away from the Mets as Villalobos would have scored from third or easily from first. It's a ground rule double. Now, in the grand scheme of things, that does not matter because Villalobos not the tying run. Guerrero is, and he'd be at second anyways. But how about Gregory Guerrero? It's his third double for St. Lucie. There was a gasp from the crowd when that left the bat, thinking maybe it would get out of here, but it was off the warning track. And now Alex Ramirez can get a hit to tie the game. He's 0 for 3. He takes this curveball for a strike on the corner. So the Mets down to their last out. Get a walk and a ground rule double. Get the tying run into scoring position. Ramirez, a ground ball. This is going to be scooped up at second and then drop the recovery. The low throw got Ramirez to end the game. Hernandez nearly threw it away. Juggled it and then the wide throw. But Waylon holds the bag. And that's how the game ends. A frustrating night for the St. Lucie Mets. They had an eighth-inning lead. They gave it up without giving up a hit to the Cardinals in the inning. And then a spirited rally in the top of the ninth falls just short as the team's top prospect is retired on the ground out. 4-2 the final. Mets have lost three in a row and 4 out of 5. The offense is nowhere to be seen, and at the very most inopportune time, the pitching staff started walking and throwing wild pitches right and left. And that's not ending this first half in style. Winning pitcher, Hayes Heinicke, as he hangs on. A losing pitcher, Daniel Juarez. Mets dropped to 40-24 in the season. And the Cardinals improved to 29-34. One more game to go in the first half. But before that, we got the postgame show to wrap up the Cardinals' 4-2 win on this Wednesday night.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, wanna have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Roger D. and Chevrolet Stadium. Adam McDonald with you from the top of the action. Second floor broadcasting. Wrapping up game number 64 on the Mets' 131-game season. Palm Beach wins this game 4-2. They've now won the first two games of the series and four straight overall against the Mets to tie the season series 4-4. The Mets thought they had this one. Despite having one hit, they had a 2-1 lead in the eighth inning with maybe their best reliever on the mound with two lefty-lefty matchups out of the gate. But sometimes baseball just doesn't work out, and when the team is sliding, things like that can unravel on you. Let's get to the scoring summary. Started in the third inning, Raul Barcierto was hit by a pitch by Tink Hentz, and then Fernando Villalobos was walked by Hentz. Gregory Guerrero ripped a RBI single into left field to bring home Barcierto. That would be the Mets' only hit until two outs in the ninth. Fernando Villalobos was on third base with two outs, would score on a pass ball on the catcher Leo Bernal. That made it 2-0 Mets. That's the way it stayed until the sixth inning. Jeffrey Colon, what a game he was pitching. Got a strikeout to start the sixth inning, then gave up a single, hit a batter, and gave up an RBI single to Aaron McKeithen to bring home Chamberlain. That made it 2-1. But then Colon was able to get the next batter, and Hall got the last out of the six to keep the Mets in front 2-1. Then the fateful bottom of the eighth inning. The Mets turned to Juarez. He hit the lefty Matt Chamberlain despite getting ahead 0-2. Then he walked Brady Whalen, another lefty, the Mets' first walk in 17 innings in this series. Then he walked Aaron McKeithen to load the bases. Then he threw a wild pitch to tie the game, moving the go-ahead run to third base. But he gets Torres and Rivas to keep the game tied at 2. In comes Rayson Santos. He walks a batter. Then he throws a wild pitch to give up the tie. And then Sander Mora rips an RBI single to add a run. That Mora single, the first batter to get a hit in seven batters in the inning. But Tzu had already scored. He made it a third run. Mets in the top of the ninth gave it a go. First two batters made outs, but Villalobos took a walk. Gregory Guerrero smacked a double. And I'm sure had the a lump in the throats of some of the fans here as it sailed to the warning track. But Ramirez retired on the tricky ground out to Hernandez to strand the tying run and second base. So that's the scoring summary. Let's get to the box score, starting with the line score. Mets, 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors. Palm Beach, 4 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. So no errors in this series yet between the two top defensive teams in the league. Hitters in the game, well, you know it for the Mets. Everybody went 0-4 except for Guerrero. He went 2-for-4 with his third double and an RBI. For the Cardinals, McKeithen again. He went 2-for-3, so he's 4-for-6 in the series. He had an RBI to get the Cardinals on the board, and he scored the insurance run, a one-man wrecking crew. Pitchers in the game, Jeffrey Clohn. Mets wasted a good start. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 1 run, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. Hall did his usual good work despite getting in trouble. Inning and a third scoreless, the hit and a strikeout. Juarez, the rare loss, he's now 2-1 on the season. A 2/3 of an inning, hitless, but 3 runs on 2 walks, a hit batter, and a wild pitch, 1 strikeout. Grayson Santos took 20 pitches to get a 1/3 of an inning, 1 hit, no runs, 2 inherited runs allowed, a walk, a strikeout, and a wild pitch. Palm Beach pieced together with 6 pitchers. Tink Hentz, the starter, 2 2/3, a hit, 2 runs, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Ruiz got the last out of the third. Roberts, Holba, and Ralston all with scoreless hitless innings. And then Heinicke, 3 innings, a hit, no runs, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts to finish the night. Heinicke now at 6 1/3 innings of scoreless ball against the Mets this season. Ball game played in 2 hours and 43 minutes in front of a lively 1,136 baseball loving souls here at the Dean. Many of those silver sluggers who stuck around to the very end of what was an entertaining game. They've both been entertaining, but the Mets would rather have wins than just be entertaining. So we'll see what tomorrow brings. The Mets taking batting practice at their home field on Tuesday didn't yield any results. Coming down here to Jupiter to take batting practice in this facility, the closer to game time, did obviously not yield any results except for maybe to Gregory Guerrero. Mets did draw 9 walks, but you don't get any hits. You really can't take advantage of the free passes. So the Mets will try to end the first half on a high note and avoid a 4-game losing streak when these two teams meet tomorrow. Expect more good weather here in Jupiter for the first pitch at 6:30. We'll go airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 6:20. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from the Dean, the Palm Beach Cardinals 4, and the St. Lucie Mets 2. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday night. Hope all of you out there in Radio Land have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.